Mike Blackwell back with you here at Cowboys Stadium. What a scene as we watch the Wimberley Texans get their state championship medals draped around their necks. Randy, I've broadcasted three of these championship games, and it never gets old. Let's throw it down to the field. Clint Shields, you've got Weldon Nelms.
I do indeed. Thank you, Mike. Coach, number two for you, number two for the Wimberley Texans, and I would guess it doesn't get any it never loses its luster.
No, that's awesome. Those kids, they seized amaze me. No, you know, they gave me a Merry Christmas and then a present on top of that, because we're going to get a ring when we come back. And I don't know how to explain. I told them before the game, we got 48 minutes, the last 48 minutes together in a lifetime remembering. I'll never forget these kids and what they did. You know, right now my heart, my body's exhausted, and I'm so grateful and so blessed to have this opportunity.
Go back to that field last year in Waco at Floyd Casey Stadium, and the disappointing end against Cold Spring. And we talked about this team we felt like would have the opportunity to get back here, have the talent to get back here. This senior leadership, I think, was so key.
Yeah, absolutely. Those kids worked, and, you know, they went in off season with a little bit of an anger, and they worked awful hard through the summer, and then come back and you know, all fall. And, you know, what can I say? Wonderful. I don't know. I can't even describe it right now.
Lastly, Austin Awney and all the talent on that Argyle side of the field. Your defense was up to the task once again.
Yeah, they're a very good football team. I mean, we beat a very good football team. They played their hearts out. Our kids did too. We got lucky down there where they fumbled out of the end zone, and we made one more play than they did in the situation. But I'm very proud of them. We did what we had to do.
Coach, congratulations. Enjoy it.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Weldon Nelms and the Texans bring home state title number two, 2005, and once again in 2011.
Hey, thanks, Clint. Great job with Weldon Nelms. Clearly, Weldon Nelms with a full heart here tonight at Cowboys Stadium. His team, after all, has won the state championship. Again, our postgame show tonight brought to you by Cypress Creek Cafe and Club, by State Farm agent Byron Eccles, by Game On Sports Nutrition, Anytime Fitness of Wimberley and Dripping Springs, Central Texas Drilling, Tanya Kilgore's book, The Grief Recovery Kit, The Good Night Diner in Wimberley, Belterra, Wimberley Diamond Shamrock and Shamrock Tacos, as well as Lone Oak Motors. And the celebration continues at midfield on the Wimberley sidelines. Nobody, obviously, from Wimberley is going anywhere, and we're not going anywhere anytime soon ourselves. You are listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.com and on KDRP 100.1 and 103.1 FM. We're back with more of our postgame show after this brief timeout.
Support for this Wimberley Texan State Championship football game on KDRP Radio and WimberleyRadio.com is made possible in part by Brewster's Pizza, a locally owned, family-operated pizzeria with gluten-free options available at the Junction in Wimberley. A full menu available online at brewsterspizza.com and by phone at 512-847-3299. Bruce, Holly, and the entire Colley family wish the Texans all the best in this state championship game. Go Texans! Support for this Wimberley Texans state championship football game on KDRP Radio and WimberleyRadio.com is made possible in part by the Hog Pound in Wimberley, offering motorcycle gear and accessories for all bikes and riders. Located on Ranch Road 12, just south of the square. Information available online at thehogpound.com and by phone at 512-847-3444. Good luck, Texans, from Jim and Andrea Jones, owners of the Hog Pound. Support for this Wimberley football broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com is made possible by The Mail Stop, supplying the residents of Wimberley and the surrounding hill country with private mailboxes, packing and shipping services, and supplies. Featuring a gift shop and Kodak photo printing in the store. Located at 13501 Ranch Road 12 or by phone at 847-9622. Dina, Lynn, and the staff at the Mail Stop wish the Texans a great 2011 season.
Financial support for this Wimberley Texans championship game comes from Tanya Kilgore's book, The Grief Recovery Kit, a young person's guide through the journey of grief. Available online at griefrecoverykit.com or at Maui Wowie in Wimberley.
This Wimberly football broadcast is made possible by Cypress Creek Cafe, serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week with live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. More information and online menu at cypresscreekcafe.com. Support for this Wimberly Texans playoff broadcast is made possible by your new local State Farm agent, Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberly Valley and surrounding hill country. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 or click online at byroneccles.com. Byron Eccles, Judy, and the staff are proud sponsors of your Wimberly Texans. Go Texans!
Today's broadcast of Wimberly Texan football is made possible in part by Wimberly Fitness Company, a full-service gym facility including boot camp, kickboxing, Pilates, Zumba, yoga, and training sessions. Information, including gym memberships, is available online at WFITCO.com or at 512-847-8026. Elise and everyone at Wimberly Fitness Company wish the Texans good luck in the state championships. Go Texans!
Back at Cowboy Stadium, Mike Blackwell here with Randy Hermes, Clint Shields, of course, on the sideline. What a scene at the 50-yard line. Weldon Nelms talking to his team. And, Randy, sort of your thoughts, I guess, they win it 21-14, win the second state championship for Wimberly. And, obviously, Weldon Nelms could not be happier as the head coach of this bunch.
Oh, how exciting is that? And hats off to him. What a fine job him and his coaching staff have done year after year now. So the 2011 3A champions Division II will get to have another one of those granite monuments erected there at Texas Stadium.
That's exactly right, and they were giving, as the cheers go up for the Wimberly Texans, they were giving the MVP awards out, and they gave one to Brennan Blakemore and one to Dennis Smith. And I got to say this about Dennis Smith. Coming into this season, you know, he was hurt last year. He got hurt this year. You know, he had a tough time of it. He's got so much talent, and people have just been rooting for him. And here's a guy that could have been a star on a whole lot of other teams, and he put himself, you know, himself in his back pocket this year. He sacrificed. He played blocking fullback. He played defensive back. On any other team, he's probably a 20 or 30 carry a guy a game, and he epitomizes what this team was all about. There are so many good players, and no one star stood above the whole unit, and you know, hats off to Dennis Smith.
Yeah, you know, and you hit the nail on the head. You and I had a discussion earlier this week where the, I guess the AP poll came out for the Class 3A state players, and there wasn't a single Wimberly player on that list. A bunch of them are Argyle, a bunch of them from some of the teams we played.
Right.
But, you know, at first when I saw that, I kind of thought, I'll be honest, it brought a little emotion out of me. But the more I thought about it, it really epitomizes who this Texan team is, Mike. It's not a singular star. Think how many teams we played this year where there was one just outstanding stud on that team, and take nothing away from them, but there was, I mean, that was the focus of the team, and the entire focus. That's what makes these Texans so special, is that you got the Lambert, you got Blakemore, you got Dennis. Think how good Dennis Smith would have been, Mike, had he been able to play all year and not miss the majority of the regular season.
Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you this, those Argyle Eagles, every one of those seven All-State players would give up that All-State medal for to be able to go what their Wimberly Texan is doing there on the sidelines, and that's celebrating a championship. Yeah. You know they would sacrifice the state All-State designation for a state championship.
And more to that point, from what I understand, and I'll admit I'm not that familiar with it, the coaches' poll will now come out with an All-State team, and I have a feeling that there might be a coach or two from, say, Sweeney or Devine, who might have a player or two in mind for Wimberly that they're certainly going to cast their vote for.
Well, great job, Randy. Let's throw it down for a final word now with Clint Shields on the sideline. Clint, great job today. Just enjoyed the heck out of working with you. And what's the scene like down there now? And kind of give us your final thoughts.
Well, they've come together here over here on the sideline for pictures with the trophy or various trophies. And, you know, the scene's just one of a lot of jubilation and a lot of relief. And that's something that we talked about, Weldon Elms and I, there in our visit on the sideline post game, was this all started for this team 2 years ago. Really, they were a .500 ball club heading
into the later part of the season. I guess that would have been the 2009 season, and then went on a tear, won a couple of games to finish the year and finished four rounds deep in the playoffs, and that springboarded them into the one-loss season of a year ago. It was a disappointing end at Floyd Casey Stadium in Waco, and then got the chance to really get back at it here this year. A lot of expectations coming in, a lot of senior leadership and a lot of folks back off that team. And as Kevin Costas and I talked about in the open today, neither of us surprised. We talked about it last year at Floyd Casey in Waco. We fully expected this team to be back deep in the playoffs and have a shot to come here today and pull off something like this, and they did. So I'm not surprised that they get here, but, you know, you got to have some bounces along the way and some good things happen for you. You go back to the Taylor ball game to open this playoff run, Mike and Randy. It's a playoff run that almost wasn't.
Oh, yeah. You got to go all the way back to that Taylor game right out of the chute, an overtime win against the Taylor Ducks. And I tell you what, hats off to the Taylor Ducks here. They deserve to celebrate this state championship a little bit, because they were a mere couple of yards from making this a whole different scene here at Cowboy Stadium.
I'm going to be honest with you, Mike. I don't care if I never see another 3-17 that's as good as those guys.
That's exactly right. Hey, Clint, great job, man.
I thank you very much. Appreciate it. Great production up there, and everything sounded great. It's been a pleasure to work with you, and I'd say let's do this every week before Christmas.
Hey, let's do it again. Let's do it again. Well, the journey is complete. The Wimberley Texans have won the 2011 state championship, beating Argyle today by a score of 21-14. What a season. Texans finish undefeated and will be bringing the big trophy back to the Hill Country. The Texans are state champions. Our game tonight brought to you by Cypress Creek Cafe and Club, by State Farm agent Byron Eccles, Game On Sports Nutrition, Anytime Fitness of Wimberley and Dripping Springs, Central Texas Drilling, Tanya Kilgore's book, The Grief Recovery Kit, The Goodnight Diner in Wimberley, Belterra, Wimberley Diamond Shamrock and Shamrock Tacos, by Lone Oak Motors as well. Our game tonight brought to you also by Blanco National Bank, Wimberley Ace Hardware, where DeMaster Daniel Insurance, Stevens and Malone, Kate's Place, The Mail Stop, Mike Coble with the Premier Residential Mortgage, Jeff Kaufman Real Estate, Wimberley Rental, Wizenant and Lyle, Capital Farm Credit, Lori Gray with Horace Mann Insurance, Wimberley Fitness, A Studio Z, Computer Services Inc., King's Contracting, Eagle Mountain Flags, Wimberley Paint and Body, The Hog Pound, Brewster's Pizza, YMCA of Austin and Hayes County, Tammy Kelly Photography, Wimberley Electric, and Wimberley Land Company. Those folks deserve a state championship medal as well for all the support that they've given these young guys. Thanks to Randy Hermes, as always, for his fine work today and all season long. Randy, been an absolute pleasure to work with you this season. I'm going to hug you and kiss you right after we get off the air. I'm just warning you.
Let's wait. The pleasure's been all mine. If you go back to that first game where you and I hooked up in Dripping Springs,
yeah.
I had a cold. I ate so many cough drops, my stomach hurt, and you put up with me all the rest of the year. So it's been an absolute pleasure working with somebody who knows what they're doing.
Well, I love you to death, and hopefully this is the first time in what will be a long partnership. I just had a great time with you, Randy. Thank you so much, and thanks also to our producer engineers Denver O'Neill and Ryan Shue as well. Such talented young guys, professional, thoughtful, hardworking. These are the guys who have done all the heavy lifting all year. We just got to have all the fun, Randy.
Yeah,
and without those guys, we certainly wouldn't have been able to do what we do. Thanks to you guys as well. And thanks mainly to the guys listening to all of us all year, Randy, on WimberleyRadio.com and on 100.1 FM, KDRP, and 103.1 FM as well. You followed us from Canyon Lake to Bandera to Victoria and all the way to Cowboy Stadium, and we are eternally grateful for your support throughout this football season. How about this? I don't want to leave. I'm having too much fun. Again, our final from Cowboy Stadium in Arlington, Wimberley 21, Argyle 14, your 2011 state champions, the Wimberley Texans. I'm Mike Blackwell. Had a great time, folks. We will see you down the road, and after all, another football season only 9 months away. Good night, friends.
Make a big noise playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place. Singing, we will, we will. got blood on your face, a big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. You got mud on your face, big disgrace. Somebody better put your bag into your place. We will.